debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartmann.com. Welcome back. Tom Hartmann here with you. So back in 1974, a guy by the name of Jude Winansky, a Republican strategist, we're going to step into the Wayback Machine. This is 1974. This is the year Richard Nixon was going to be impeached and resigned from office. So go back into the Wayback Machine and look at, you know, that year. And Jude Winansky says, I have an idea to permanently destroy the Democratic Party. And, you know, and raise the Republican Party to a real height. And he promoted this in 74, and then by 76, he actually published it in the Wall Street Journal. And what he said basically was, cut taxes like crazy when Republicans are in power. Well, let me just back up a little bit. The first thing he said, he said, you know, the Democrats have been the party of Santa Claus since 1933, ever since Franklin Roosevelt took office. They were the Santa Claus of Social Security. They were the Santa Claus of Medicare. They were the Santa Claus of worker protections. They were the Santa Claus of protecting unions. They were the Santa Claus the list just goes on and on, right? Pure food protections, regulations, protections, consumer protections, preventing banks from ripping people off protections. The Democrats have been the Santa Claus for all these things. And every single one of them, Republicans, have not played Santa Claus. They've played Scrooge. They've said, no, we can't afford that. Every single time. And so by 1974, 76, Jude Winansky observed, Americans viewed the Republicans as the Scrooge party, not the Santa Claus party. And in fact, there had been, by 74, there had only been a couple, two times, I believe, during that entire time, from 1932 until 1976, one in 1954 and the other one, I'm not sure, was sometime in the 60s, where the Republicans actually held the House of Representatives for even 2 years. They were just like out in the wilderness after what was referred to back in the 40s as the Republican Great Depression. So Winansky said, we've got to become the party of Santa Claus too, number one, and we have to force the Democrats to shoot their own Santa Claus, especially the big Santa Claus, Social Security. So how do we do this? Jude Winansky asked. And he laid this out for Republicans. He says, it's very simple. He said, when Republicans come into office, whenever Republicans control most of the levers of power, Republicans should run up the debt and the deficit as hard and as fast as they possibly can. And then, when Democrats come into office, Republicans should scream nonstop about the debt and the deficit that they themselves created, and convince people to convince Democrats to, like Bill Clinton said, you know, when he was president, the era of big government is over. convince Democrats to shoot the Santa Claus that they so carefully constructed from the 1930s until the 1980s. Make the Democrats shoot their own damn Santa Claus. And meanwhile, we, the Republicans, will become the Santa Claus of tax cuts. And if Republicans will just stick to this, Judah Wininsky said in 1976, even though right now, this was the 74 Nixon left by 76, the Republicans were totally in the wilderness, right? They couldn't get elected dog catcher after the Nixon scandals. But Wininsky said, if you follow my advice, you will never lose power and you will eventually control the entire damn country. And the Republicans took this to heart. In fact, this became the organizing principle of the Reagan presidency. Ronald Reagan came into office, the national debt, not the deficit, the debt, right? The deficit is how much debt you run up in 1 year. The debt is the accumulation of all the years of debt. Our national debt right now is just past $20 trillion. And when Reagan came into office, the national debt was less than $1 trillion. It was about $800 million when Reagan came into office. By the time he left, he had tripled that. It was a little over $2 trillion. So Reagan tripled the debt, which allowed, after the Reagan administration, well, you had George Herbert Walker Bush, and he took this kind of stuff seriously. He actually raised taxes, which arguably is why he didn't, it's one of the reasons why he didn't win re-election, why he lost to Bill Clinton. He didn't follow Judah Wininsky's script. George Herbert Walker Bush didn't know. I mean, he's the guy who had said Ronald Reagan was pursuing, quote, voodoo economics, end quote. He did not apparently agree with Judah Wininsky and wasn't willing to play partisan politics with the national debt. But that was now the point of life for the Republican Party. So Reagan tripled the national debt, and then when Clinton became president, all the Republicans were just, oh my God, the debt! Oh my God, look at the debt! It's $3 trillion! We can't deal with this! Oh my God, the country's going to go down the tubes! And so what happened? Bill Clinton cut back on a lot of social programs, declared the era of big government over, and was the second president in the second half of the 20th century to actually propose a balanced budget. Jimmy Carter had before him. See, the Democrats, they buy into this stuff, right? Tragically. And so, Clinton started shooting Santa. And then George W. Bush comes into office, and what does he do? He doubles the national debt. You know, when Bush came into office, our national debt wasn't even $10 trillion. And he put $1.5 trillion on our national debt from tax cuts. He put about $4 trillion on our national debt from two wars that we completely did not need. He just totally jacked the national debt without saying a word about it. And then he leaves office and Obama comes in, and what are they doing? They're all screaming about the national debt. Today, Alan Rappaport and Thomas Kaplan writing in the New York Times, as deficit soars toward $1 trillion. Now, that's deficit is 1 year, this year, right? $1 trillion. As the fiscal year runs October to October, September 1st to October 31st. As deficit soars toward $1 trillion, Congress shrugs and keeps spending. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin urged Congress on Tuesday to raise the federal government's statutory borrowing limit. Now, Republicans, remember, Newt Gingrich shut down the government when Bill Clinton was president because Clinton wanted to raise the debt limit, and he says, nope, can't do it. Got to have a balanced budget. Back to the New York Times. Annual deficits are creeping up to $1 trillion, and the national debt has topped $20 trillion. On Monday, Treasury said the United States will need to borrow $441 billion in privately held debt this quarter. This is the two Santa Claus theory. Judah Wininsky has long ago passed away, but he lives on. And why it is that this isn't part of our national folklore, it's not part of our national conversation, I don't know. It's not a secret. You can easily Google two Santa Clauses and Judah Wininsky. It's every Republican knows this. They won't tell you this out loud, but this is widespread knowledge in the Republican Party. When we have power, we run up debt. As soon as the Democrats take power, like if the Democrats take the House or the Senate in this year, in the elections in November, I promise you, January 1st or January 20th the next year, when everybody gets sworn in, all the Republicans are going to be screaming about is, oh, my God, the debt. We can't have more Medicare. We can't have Social Security fully funded. We can't have the EPA or the FDA or any of these other organizations doing anything for American people. We can't have the Consumer Protection Bureau. It's too expensive. We can't afford it. Well, of course, you can't afford it because you just ran up a massive national debt. But, you know, they're not going to point that out. And frankly, the corporate media is not going to point that out. You are being played. We are being conned. This is a 60-year-long con that's been going on. Actually, it's not 60 years since 74. It's, what, about 40, 50, something? Whatever. This is a half-a-century-long con job run by the RICO organization, the Republican Party. So Donald Trump, right after the State of the Union, tweeted, "The State of the Union speech was one of the most boring, rambling, and non-substantive I've heard in a long time. New leadership fast." Of course, he tweeted that in 2016 after Barack Obama's State of the Union. But it's funny how these things live on with irony. That everything about the State of the Union today, plus Congressman Mark Pocan. Check it out. And you can find our commercial-free podcast at tomhartman.com and clips from the show on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. Please subscribe, and on Facebook.